Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to indulge a bit to discuss towards the para 6 of the declarations. This would relate with the interesting context which delegation of Swiss discussed on, if I'm not mistaken, towards what I heard. During the process of the study of advisory committee, that was during 2010-2012, towards the matter of discrimination against peasants, there involved discussions on historical dispossessions. At the very same time, for the declaration to move towards international norm, the language at that time, as I understand, said that should foster positive process, positive language. So the language was to be sanitized and, in fact, proper. So we arrive in this language. I see that there is no intention to enter historical questions, which, when they are raised, will not create positive process. The language at present of the para is good and enough for the state to perform their obligations and for the small holder to develop ways and means in defending their rights. The discussion on implication, however, should also touch various contexts of dispossessions. And I believe we have many professional social scientists that could come into discussions. Further, I would refer to on discussion on this para towards the final study, ARC 19/75, which is the base of these declarations. Para 5, I think, could be formulated or could be read into non-discriminatory measures. And I quote, agrarian reform are successful when land reform radically reduces inequalities in land distribution and is accompanied by sufficient access to other inputs, including water, credit, transport, extensions of services, and other infrastructure, close quote. So this formulation formulate a positive meeting towards a holder of obligation and the rights, as it is standardized by UN norm making. So we urge to keep the language as it stands. Thank you.